We came here today to talk about the shooting that occurred last night. I'm going to give you all a brief timeline, step aside, then the mayor's going to speak, and then there's going to be remarks from the superintendent and the deputy mayor as well. And I would imagine at the end we'll take questions. Okay, so last night on Wednesday, October the 10th at approximately 9:35 p.m., our officers were dispatched to the area of Park Street and East Division Street regarding a shooting. There were several other calls via 911 center to reports the shots fired in that particular area. While officers were en route to the scene, the dispatcher advised them that a victim was being transported to St. Joseph's Hospital in a personal vehicle. Officers then responded to the scene and the hospital. The victim, James Springer III, 12 years old, was suffering from a gunshot wound to the abdomen area. He was then transported to Upstate University Hospital via ambulance for additional treatment. Springer was rushed into surgery, but unfortunately died from his injuries a short time later. Just shy of 3 a.m. this morning. A 33-year-old female also sustained a minor gunshot wound to the abdomen area. Her injuries are not life-threatening. It appears that both victims were in the 100 block of John Street when they were shot. Detectives have been investigating the incident throughout the night and are continuing to work on it. So at this time, I'd like to ask if anyone is out there that has any information regarding this shooting, if you could please contact us at 315-442-5222. That's our tips line and our homicide line at area code 315-442-5223. You can also use our anonymous tips app, and at this point I'll turn it over to the mayor.
Thanks, Chief. Last night when we received word of the shooting, the deputy mayor and I met the chief at Upstate Hospital and visited with the victim's family. I am profoundly sad and extremely angry with what took place, not just last night, but what has been taking place in our community. It is another senseless act of violence, gun violence, and it's the second child that we've lost to gun violence in the past week. Our prayers, of course, continue to be with the family. And while I'm struggling for words to articulate how we all feel about this, I am not struggling to find the resolve to fix this problem. We have to do it together as a community. We are working hand in hand with the police department. I echo the chief's request for support from the community. We cannot do this alone. We need the community to speak up. We have the support of the school district. Jaime's here to talk about that as well. But we will find those responsible, not just for this incident, but all of these recent incidents. They are unacceptable, and those responsible will be held accountable, and justice will be served. I'd like to ask the superintendent to speak about what we're doing to support all of the children in our city at a time when they need all of our support.
Thank you, Mayor, and good morning. I'm heartbroken to be here today for losing another kid in the Syracuse City School District and in the city of Syracuse to the nonsense and the violence that are taking place in our community. Last night, as soon as I was made aware of the incident, we began to communicate in the district and to activate our crisis management team. This morning, we have counselors and social workers at the school to support our students, to support our families, and to support our staff. This is something that we are doing now on a regular basis, and it's something that it's hurting the community. So we need to work together. We need to make sure that there's a message out there that this behavior is not going to be tolerated in the city of Syracuse. We're working with the police department, we're working with the city, and we're committed to do everything that we can to support our kids, our students, and our staff in the Syracuse City School District. Now I would like to introduce Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens.
Thank you, Superintendent. City of Syracuse, here we are again. I've talked to numerous people this morning. Hearts broken, hearing people crying on the phone, wondering what's going on and what can we do. My emotions are high this morning, and the emotions of many people in this community are high. People are hurting. People are afraid for themselves, for our city. We're a community that rises to the top for whatever situation that comes to us. And the mayor and I and the chief and the superintendent are all in. Our hearts bleed for these families, for our children, and what's going on in our community. So I ask everyone to take a deep breath and let's strategically come together and figure out what we're going to do. The police, the chief and his team are doing what they need to do to track down the folks that are causing this rampage of violence in our community. So I'm asking community members, I'm asking those with ideas. I'm available. The mayor's available. Superintendent's available. Let's strategically talk. Right now you're angry. Right now you're afraid. Right now you're hurt. And those are emotions that I'm feeling just as you are. But from this moment, we have to strategically begin to think about what we're going to do moving forward around this. For our children, for our families, for our neighborhoods. And just like anything else, the city of Syracuse is ready to take on this challenge. And we're asking you to join us. Thank you.